Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
You've waited all week. Kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off.
It is time for Mouthing Off All Over the World with hosts Fast Eddie Mansfield and Sunny the California Girl superstar Patricia Summerland.
Hi, Eddie. Hi, Jeff.
Hey. Hey, Patricia. How you doing? Hey, let me tell you something, Jeff. After 3 decades, the Super Bowl returns to its birthplace, Los Angeles.
That's my birthplace too, guys.
That's your hometown, Sonny. And yeah, let me tell you something. You know the difference is? You know what the lowest ticket price is?
Oh, my gosh.
Last time I saw, $6,000.
Nice.
Okay,
Well, it just went up because it was 53 and now it's 6,000. And you know,
guys, I got something better than that.
Excuse me, Eddie, hold on. Let me tell you something, Patricia.
We got a higher ticket.
Here's what the regular ticket was 3 decades ago to go in and see the Green Bay Packers and at the Coliseum. You know how much it was?
Packers, boo. I don't know.
$17.
Yeah.
$12. Can you imagine? $12.
I can't imagine.
Oh, it's like, I mean, you know, you can't buy a beer for $12.
That's back when the fans used to go.
Yeah, that's when fans were real fans, and you know,
absolutely. But let me get back to the seats, Eddie. I got to top you on these guys. You know, we've got a boatload of seats that are costing $25,000 each right now, and we have one party who spent on 4 tickets. Ready for this? $96,000. Let's see. For the tickets on the sideline.
That's insane.
He has a great view. He's got it. Yeah, he's got a great view. How about that?
Great view and a lighter pocketbook.
Yeah. Hey, Jeff.
And parking is $1,500. Some of the parking spots, $1,500.
I'm going to park my butt on my couch and watch it on my TV for free. We got to hit a break here, guys. We'll be right back with more on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off. We'll be right back. Don't touch that dial.
Are you looking to start a business? From side hustles to major business opportunity? Franchise 123 connects franchise buyers with sellers. And we have over 4,000 franchises for you to choose from. In one simple 30-second call, our live agents will sign you up to the platform. This is not a hard sales call either. We give you free access to our database. Yes, free access. No cost. We are the largest online franchise database in the world. You can find 95% of all businesses. Buying a franchise doesn't have to be complicated. We make it easy. And right now, some have no startup fees. You can turn your special skill into a franchise business or go full scale with all the top franchise businesses in the world. Sign up with Franchise 123 now and get your free guide to franchise success now. Call 800-433-0539, 800-433-0539, or text Franchise 123 to 63566. Text Franchise 123 to 63566.
Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Blue Chew's tablets combat all forms of ED and can help men gain extra confidence when it's time to perform. No visits to the doctor, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy, and it ships right to your door. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com. Consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. Blue Chew's licensed medical providers work with you to find the right prescription. Blue Chew's tablets are chewable, and they're made in the USA. They prepare and ship directly, so it's cheaper than a pharmacy. Plus, there's a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code SPORTS at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code SPORTS, to receive your first month free.
Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no-obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Mouthing off all around the world.
This is Mouthing Off All Over the World with Fast Eddie Mansfield and Patricia Summerland.
You know something, Patricia? It was a history-making day for NASCAR. They raced
it
in
sure
the,
was.
You know, they raced in the Los Angeles Coliseum at the Clash of the Coliseum.
It was a fast, ripping day, says Joey Logano. Held off Kyle Busch to win. Yes! At the Coliseum.
Wallace wouldn't give the inside. Logano had to check up. White flag, last lap. White flag, one lap to go. Sponsored by Credit One Bank. Joey Logano leads Kyle Busch by 2.3 car lengths to the checkered flag.
And you know, that was a mile track inside the LA Coliseum. That's pretty cool.
Quarter mile.
Quarter mile.
Yeah. Yes, you're right. Quarter mile, yeah. Short track.
Short track.
Which they build up and they take down.
That's
right?
It.
Yeah, the rugby team had to play, so they had to get it out of there. What's going on in the Coliseum? They got the rugby team playing in there now?
Hey, you know what's really cool, Jeff? Is that
kind of reminds me of the wrestling ring, what we did with the ring. Build it up and take
down.
It down.
That's it. And so you know what's really great about this, Jeff? Is that NASCAR, they took it to LA and they built that short track. Which short track is great racing, and they gave them some good racing. But you know something? One of my dear friends is a commentator with Fox now, Tony Stewart. And you know, Tony and myself go back a long way, and he was a king, brother. I mean, Tony could race and he could win.
He was called the Smoke, Eddie.
He wasn't called a smoke
That's
for nothing,
nickname,
boy.
Smoke.
Hey, he'd leave you in the smoke. And, you know, Tony was a great guy, and I just love him to death. And, you know, what do you think about all that, them fender bangers?
Oh, run into the wall and stuff?
Yeah.
Well, there's always. I mean, for a good NASCAR race, guys, you got to have that, in my opinion. You know, there's nothing, a good fire? Could happen, but inside like that, I'd be a bit scared. But they did have a lot of firemen on site there for those things to flare up.
And you know, when you look at it like Justin Haley's 31 car, he had the front end tore up.
He had the front damage. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yep.
By
running
Kyle
into that
Larson.
Wall.
You know, Jeff, when you talk about short track racing, that's when you know that guys can actually race.
It's funny. I'm trying not to have too hard of a bias on this because I'm very upset that they had a race before the Daytona 500. I'm not happy about that. I feel like that's the season opener, should be, always has been.
And it should be.
I'm not a huge fan of restrictor plate racing. I know that they want the guys to be able to drive and not the cars being fast, not to make such a big difference. But I really would like to see longer track races myself. The short track races don't do as much for me, especially with when you're seeing the cream of the crop out there.
I'm a super speedway track guy.
I'm a need for speed.
Yeah, my need is really for speed. And, you know, when you talk about Austin Dillon, you know, that's he had a great day. For RCR, that's Richard Childress Racing. He drives a number three that Dale Earnhardt Sr. used to drive, but he damn sure can't drive it like that Sr. could. And, you know, the next race is the Daytona 500. Okay, here's what these marketing idiots did in NASCAR. They tried to make the L.A. Coliseum, the Clash at the Coliseum, a big time deal, which it was. LA turned out and made it special. They really did. Right. Did.
I think it was kind of cool because of the Rams and everything. It's all like they're trying to bring up LA, Los Angeles.
Yeah, but
we've got the Rams there. Maybe that's why they put the race first before Daytona.
Yeah, just to bring and that's what they did. They insulted the gods of racing by putting it at Daytona 500 before the Daytona 500.
Yeah, I'm sure Kyle Larson probably thinks that since he came in number five. But
well, you know who won it. So it's like the bottom line is Joey Logano won it. And Kyle winner. Busch, he finished second.
And the Busch family, awesome. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, he's really, really good.
I will say this. I would like to go to one of those races and see in a stadium like that, a NASCAR race, because that's typically the racetracks are usually way more wide open. I mean, you hear the sounds very loud, but I imagine it's crazy inside the Coliseum like that. And maybe it would be better in person. I feel like my bias is too hard. I'm a Florida boy, and the Daytona 500 means so much to me. And for them to insult me by having a race before the Daytona, it could have been the week after. I would have been totally happy. I probably would have had a completely different opinion.
Probably should have done, but they took advantage of the Super Bowl to get that crowd, and they had a great crowd at the Coliseum.
I read it was a lot of first-time ticket buyers, too. Absolutely. People that had never gone to see a NASCAR race before.
And that's what they
need. Well, that's because it was in the Coliseum, and that was in the making, because they've been working on that for a long time. When I lived in downtown, I was watching it come up, the Coliseum.
Something? Here's what I got to say. NASCAR opened the season with two big time races, one from the LA Coliseum, that's Hollywood to the beach. And
that's
Just like me,
Hollywood and sunny from the beach. You can't get any better.
Patricia and Jeff, NASCAR needs a boost. And so far they hadn't gotten it. And they went away from the formula that really made them. And so when I look at NASCAR, hey, okay, my hat's off. L.A., it went off like a damn gym. I mean, it's beautiful. I mean, it was a great race, good race, short track. I wish the track would have been a little bit bigger. You probably couldn't put it in there. And that's the problem.
Yeah.
And now you're going to the Daytona 500, the granddaddy of them all, really. And so what are you going
long
to do
track
now?
And outdoors in the sunshine in Florida? Yeah, you can't compare. Well, but I think this was a nice thing to do.
The thing about this is if they can recreate this in big cities, because that's the thing about the NASCAR tracks is they're not in the major cities for the most part. I think Dallas is the biggest city that has one. And, you know, they're in Indianapolis, they're in Daytona, they're outside of the big cities. But if they can put them in a football stadium and do a short track race and have these races in the bigger cities, I mean, obviously that'll get more people out in the seats. And I think that's what they're going for. So we'll see how they move on with this in the future.
I like those smash 'em up stock cars and the monster trucks too. I think those are pretty cool. They can do that. That'd be
one thing that it, you know, what you have with NASCAR is they're trying to outbrand themselves instead of sticking to made 'em.
It's changed, Eddie.
It's
changed.
Well, it's more than
trying
change.
To do something different.
Yeah, it's more than change. And when you look at change, you know, I sat with Bill France before he passed away. And I'll never forget. He told these guys, he said, to keep NASCAR pure and keep it great.
All American.
Don't ever let any television network or anybody else tell you what time you need to start, what time you need to finish. And you know something? These jackasses, it's like running NASCAR now. You know, screw him. He didn't no more need to be running NASCAR than a rat's ass. And so the bottom line is Brian was fine, Jeff. And I know Brian France and Linda. And so the bottom line is the two kids don't have a whole lot of say because they let this jackass in there and to run it because, you know, of what had happened to Brian. And they got away from the formula that created NASCAR and made it so great. And that's sad. That's really, really sad.
The reality of it is I don't know what the Daytona 500 racetrack seats, but it has to be more than what you can fit in the LA Coliseum.
It's over 100,000 easy.
Yeah, they figured out a formula now where they've got these new cars that actually they rolled them out earlier because from what I read they were supposed to be rolled out in 2023, but they've got these new cars that they can race on these shorter tracks and they can put that track in and take it out for what I think it cost $1 million, which is chump change for them. So if they can figure out a way to go and do this in Giant Stadium or in Soldier Field or in these bigger cities where they can get people out and seeing, because that's the thing about racing is watching it on TV if you're a diehard fan is cool, but being at a race is a whole different experience. Once you've experienced that, you really, really can get into it. But learning about NASCAR on TV is not the way to do it. It's being out there really at the little dirt tracks and watching those guys that are out there racing and then finally seeing NASCAR. But going to a race in person is an experience that will definitely get it into your blood. So they're trying to expand their audience.
LA did a great job hosting that. And my hats are off to them. And now you got the Daytona 500 coming up. It's going to be really good. And you can't, you know, chintz them. I mean, you know, it is what it is. And you got to bring those NASCAR fans back. It is what it is.
It's funny because it was a huge success. Everybody's talking about it in a good way. So they take a win there. If it continues to succeed, then great. I'm going to say it again. I'm biased. I'm mad about Daytona, so I'm giving it less credit than I should. But it was seen as a major success for NASCAR, and maybe that's their next step. But anyway, we'll be back right after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing off all around the world.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968, 800-817-2968, 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Welcome back to Mouthing Off.
Welcome back to Mouthing Off all over the world with Fast Eddie Mansfield and superstar Sunny the California Girl, Patricia Summerland.
Hey, let me tell you something there, Jeffrey, big boy. And Patricia, let me say this. NFL coaching changes, Miami Dolphins hired 38-year-old Mike McDaniel, offensive coordinator from the Niners, stole him from Shanahan. What do you think about that?
Right. Imagine that.
I think it's a good move. I like hiring young coaches as opposed to promoting old coaches, because you saw that
Texans. I'm in the Woodlands right now, so just to let you know something, that was a step up,
because the older coaches are stubborn and stuck in their ways. You get these younger coaches, you can mold them, make them good.
Coaches, you can just tell them what the hell to do. What do you think about the Minnesota Vikings, Patricia?
Oh, my God. Unofficially reported that they'll hire the Rams coordinator, Kevin O'Connell, as their next head coach. That's
what do you
cool.
think about that there, sweetheart?
That's a good move.
Stealing the coach. So you better enjoy this damn Super Bowl coming up.
The Saints also promoted their defensive coordinator Dennis Allen to head coach to take over for Sean Payton. They kept it in house, which I think really Sean Payton's been there a long time, so his guys, I mean, handing it off to his guys, I think that's a pretty good move as opposed to bringing in someone else.
You know something, you two, I can't believe.
Yeah, I think the roster for sure is going to make
the Jacksonville Jaguars hired former Philly head coach Doug Peterson. He coached the Eagles to two NFC titles and one Super Bowl. So Jax hopes he can work that same magic with you know who, Jeff and Patricia, Trevor Lawrence.
I think that I don't think the coach is going to matter with Trevor Lawrence. I think once that kid gets some meat on the bones and has a little bit of experience, he's going to be trouble.
The guy has got so much talent. It's unbelievable. He just got stuck with Urban Meyer. I mean, you know something? Urban Meyer is a joke when it comes to the pros.
Yeah.
And you know something? That guy gets more free money than anybody that I know of.
Patricia. How about the Raiders guys, Eddie
the
and
Raiders.
Jeff?
You talking about the Raiders?
We love my Raiders. Yes, they hired They hired Josh McDaniels.
Oh, really?
Tom Brady's former offensive coordinator with the Pats as their head coach.
That's a good hire. That's
a great hire. Let me tell you, Jeff, tell me what you think about that hire. That's big time.
I think it's great. I think that he's going to flourish not under John Elway.
Oh, let me tell you something. I think he's going to take Derek Carr and turn him into good to great. That's what I believe he's going to have.
Yeah, Derek Carr has a lot of potential.
Oh, my goodness. Derek Carr is a great quarterback.
It's always interesting when a team is in a position to hire a new head coach when they're good, and the Raiders are good.
Oh, they're better than good.
The Giants hired offensive coordinator Brian Daboll as their head coach. I think we talked about that last week, didn't we?
Yeah, you don't need to spend too much time on the Giants or the Bills. Period. We'll just go to we'll just go to the Broncos real quick. They hired Packers Nathaniel Hackett. You know something, Patricia? You better look for a couple of trades coming Denver's way, don't you think?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
we're still on the fence with some, right?
Well, Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
And Devontae. It's going to be Devontae. A package deal, believe me. And all of a sudden, I'm telling you that Denver is going to do another Peyton Manning. Aaron Rodgers is going to take them to the Super Bowl next year. That's what's going to happen.
That's a good assumption.
It's going to be a rough road through that AFC. That AFC is tough these days.
Jabronis. You want to talk about jabronis, Jeff and Patricia? I got a jabroni, a whiny-ass Brian Flores. He gets fired from the Miami Dolphins, and he doesn't seem to get hired. You know why you don't get hired? Now you're suing the NFL. You know, that's a joke. You know something? You're insulting Black History Week. Because, you know something? You had the talent. You had everything to get it done. And you had plenty of opportunities to get a head coaching job. But you threw Bill Belichick under the bus. And that's the wrong thing to do.
Don't do that. That's
the wrong
guy.
Thing to do. Brian.
Right.
Well, you know, he sunk even deeper by saying that the Texans only hired Lovie Smith because of his lawsuit. I'm sure Lovie Smith loves hearing that. He's not going to be very lovey with Brian Flores going forward. You know, I actually, as you can go back and listen, defended Brian Flores because I thought Miami moved on from him too quickly, but maybe there was something about him I didn't know, and I'm done defending him. I don't appreciate this lawsuit. I think that the reality of it is that There does seem to be a reason why the Black coaches aren't being hired as much. I don't know what it is. I don't know why it is. I don't think it's some kind of major conspiracy. But the fact of the matter is, they don't make those hires.
You know something, Jeff? The bottom line is this. There's nobody should be hired by the color of their skin.
No.
But you know something? The NFL.
If you're good, you're good.
Yes.
That's it.
If you're good, you get hired.
Yep. You know, the Brian Flores thing is it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. I don't feel like he is going to have a whole lot of weight behind this lawsuit. I think it's basically a house of cards because all of these things are hard to prove. It's hard to prove that anybody did anything in any certain way. Like he came out against John Elway, and John Elway came out and said, dude, we had to fly to where you wanted us to go overnight to get there. So sorry if we were tired when we got there. You gave us one location where we could come interview you. We flew there, got in there for that meeting, and that wasn't good enough for you? I don't know. It's a tough call. I'm turning on Brian Flores.
Always remember what Miami said.
I don't even remember.
Well, they said that he wasn't, you know, what he said he was. And he didn't represent what he said he represented.
Well, he didn't get along with the GM. So typically,
I mean, screw the GM. Bottom line is he didn't get along with the players either.
Yeah, but
and so he got along with a few players. But, you know, as a head coach, you know, Bill Belichick, you know, the first guy you want to knock is Bill Belichick,
You don't want to get on his bad side.
Mind, Patricia?
Right. It's like, well, yeah, no, he.
I mean, this number guy one rule. Is a legend. That's like right. knocking Barcells, you know, or Tom Landry or Vince Lombardi. Are you out of your friggin' mind? Yes, he is. He's out of his friggin' mind.
Yeah, I think this lawsuit would have been better served by someone who didn't seem so bitter. But he seems bitter. He just got fired from a job, and you can listen back. I didn't think it was a great fire, but they chose the GM over him, and they chose the quarterback over him. And I wasn't in that locker room. I wasn't in any of those meetings. I don't know how they went down, but it turns out that it seems like sour grapes. I guess we'll hear more in the future on how this goes down. We might be wrong. Brian Flores might be right, but time will tell.
I guarantee you, I'll kiss your ass on Madison Avenue if he's right.
All right, I'm buying my ticket.
He is our jabroni of the week.
Am I flying into LaGuardia?
Jabroni of the week. Thank you, Patricia.
Am I flying into LaGuardia or am I flying into Kennedy?
JFK. That'll make it the quickest kiss that you ever kissed my ass on Madison Avenue, big boy. And so, never forget that.
Well, the coaching carousel. I believe we're nearing the end of the coaching carousel. I don't know if there are any more available jobs. The only one that's still out there is the job where the Vikings have unofficially hired the Rams offensive coordinator, as we heard.
Well, they can't announce it now because you can't.
I'm not going to take your damn job
because I want my Super Bowl ring.
Exactly. This isn't the first time this has happened, but every time that we hear that someone's unofficially hired that's still in the running, they typically do go. So we could assume that Kevin O'Connell will be the head coach of the Minnesota Vikings. We got to run, take a break. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
4 out of 5 doctors recommend adding Mouthing Off to your sports diet.
Oh! Yeah, we'll be right back. I got to find that fifth doctor.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Right now, sports betting is the fastest growing industry in the world. To consistently cash tickets at the sports books, it's best to be armed with the right plays from the best sports bettors in the business. That's what you'll get at AgainstTheNumber.com. At AgainstTheNumber.com, you'll get specialists with decades of experience betting multiple sports at a high level and many sports-specific packages, from the NFL to college basketball to cricket to soccer to the European Tour, that gives you a consistent edge on the sportsbook. For a highly skilled, reasonably priced team of premium sports handicappers focused on one thing and one thing only, beating the books at their own game. Visit AgainstTheNumber.com.
That's AgainstTheNumber.com.
Fever is the leading symptom of COVID and the flu, and the only way to reliably detect fever is with an accurate thermometer. Be vigilant and be accurate with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They are proven to be inaccurate and will not reliably detect a fever that might mean COVID. Be sure to seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Hi, Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for fur babies. If you think it's been hard being stuck at home for a year, think about your dog. been 7 years for them, and they deserve to get out and sniff the world too. So grab Daisy, Ranger, or Doodles and hit the road. But be sure to stick your head out the window and look for a Motel 6. And like all pets, Baxter stays free. Hot dog. I'm Tom Bodette from Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Now back to Mouthing Off, the only sports show that counts.
We are back with Mouthing Off all over the world with Fast Eddie Mansfield and Patricia Summerlin.
Yes.
We're talking
a show so far, guys.
Yeah, we're talking the Pro Bowl and the Super Bowl.
What do you think, Patricia?
Well, you know, I guess AFC wins fifth straight Pro Bowl. AFC 41, NFC 35. That's what I think.
Well, I can tell you what I think.
Let's hear it.
This game is nothing but a ripoff of the fans and why they just don't play flag football, Jeff. Why don't they?
I don't know.
That's the most asinine football I have ever seen try to play. I mean, it's a ripoff of the fans, and they're paying all this money to come see these jokers to do nothing. They don't get tackled. Well, why don't they play with flag football?
I don't know. I agree and disagree with you. I agree with you that it's not really football. They don't play any defense. Nobody tackles anybody hard. The fact of the matter is that the first score was on an interception where the guy should have been hammered right when he intercepted the ball or not intercepted the ball at all. But he intercepts it and runs it back for a touchdown because nobody wanted to tackle him hard. But at the same time, you're going into a game that you already know that they're not going to be playing much defense, and you get to see the best of the best that aren't still in the running for the Super Bowl play all together. You get to see, you know, Kyler Murray throwing passes to Kyle Pitts, and you get to see Mac Jones throwing passes to whoever he ended up throwing a touchdown pass to, some other stud. And so you get to see all those guys at once. You know, it's all the best in the world all on one field, where you don't often get to see that.
Yeah, but Patricia's got your answer for your
quarterbacks. There you go. Six quarterbacks got intercepted in the game. How about that?
Yeah, well, the funny thing is that you hear me say they're not playing defense, but they're clearly playing defense when it comes to intercepting the ball. But the reality of it is that the receivers aren't really fighting for it. It is a ridiculous game. I mean,
let's go back to that flag football.
I mean, there is hey, what game have you ever seen that there's no punting?
And Eddie, how about Las Vegas Raiders, Max? Hey. Crosby was defensive MVP, and yep. LA Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert was offensive MVP. Good choices. Very good.
What did Justin Herbert?
I still like my Cooper Kupp.
Justin Herbert was what? The only one that didn't throw an interception?
I know.
They all did. Yeah, every one of them did.
Max Crosby won defensive MVP and came out afterwards and said, you know, I didn't really want to tackle anybody hard. I was just out there running 100%. I didn't really want to tackle anybody
hard.
Yeah,
that was a give me. Yeah. That was a home cooker. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, I won the MVP and I never tackled anybody. What is that? You know,
yeah,
I
mean, he actually had a sack.
No steam
so
effect.
He tackled at least one guy.
Oh, please.
Yeah, it's hard to argue. The Pro Bowl literally is just about all of the flash and the flare and seeing all of those guys out there on the field at once. It's more the spectacle than it is the game. No, everybody knows that it's going to be a ridiculous game. It means nothing. They juiced up the World Series by giving the home field advantage in the World Series to the winner of the All-Star game.
Hey, don't be blaming baseball for this fiasco.
I'm not. I'm saying
baseball has got enough problems without these jabronis that went out there and should have been playing flag football, and they weren't. I mean, all I do is hug you. Okay, you're down. Give me a friggin' break, and you're getting paid for it.
Yep.
That's what makes it so bad, Patricia. They're actually getting paid for hugging guys.
Well, yeah, you know what I think is more interesting than this is the Kitten Bowl. You know, I think the kittens can play better
Well, they're definitely out there hard, trying harder.
They have more contact.
They're so cute. Much more entertaining.
Hey,
that's right.
I brought a baseball, and did you see that the Major League Baseball, the deal that they had to test the players for steroids is up, so they're no longer going to test for steroids? I wonder if guys are going to start using steroids
now
again.
Now that'll be interesting.
Also, now they can vote the oh my guys in the Hall of Fame.
Did you hear that, Jose Canseco?
Well, yeah. The reality of it
Roger Clemens.
Some skinny little dude's going to come back looking like Conan the Barbarian in a couple of years. Right. And they're gonna be like, maybe we should get back to that testing again.
Yeah, right. And so, they should have not even worried about it anyway. I mean, because it's been going on forever.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the argument's made, and I kind of agree with the argument that, you can say that the steroids are making a difference, but Ozzie Canseco took steroids, and he's not a Hall of Famer. So I think that Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens would have been Hall of Famers, whether they did the steroids or not. Maybe Barry Bonds doesn't put up the records that he does because he doesn't last as long, because the steroids can keep you a little bit healthier and keep you around a little bit longer, but I don't know that you still have to hit the ball,
Let me tell you, as a former pro baseball player, Rafael Palmeiro, he went from a one in track hitter to a home run hitter with steroids. And that's the difference. I mean, the guy could hit, but he only had one in track. As a pitcher, I can tell you, he had only one in track power until he started getting the juice. Then he had home run power, and he hit a bunch of them.
Yeah.
And that's just the way it is.
I wonder how many he hit off Roger Clemens. I wonder if the steroids help the pitcher strike out the steroid-using hitter.
Well, you know what it does do? It makes you stronger, powerful, and it doesn't add any velocity to you. It just keeps you healthy.
Yeah, it helps you heal a lot faster.
Absolutely. And there's nothing wrong with that. I love steroids. I think steroids are great for football, baseball,
Oh, my God. Whatever. Right now, Eddie, you're the number one. Everyone in wrestling right now is loving you.
I came out of the professional wrestling business, and I did use steroids. And it really helped me heal, and it's just the way it is.
I never used steroids, but I feel like had I used steroids, I think the only thing that would have gotten stronger is my mouth, because that's the only exercise I get is running my mouth. I've never been an exercise guy.
As compared to bodybuilders, you guys, meth is a number one thing for bodybuilders. So meth gets you there, too. So, yes. What,
meth and amphetamines?
Because it releases water and builds up the muscle faster. When you pump, you get pumped up more.
Well, let me tell you something. I got some other stuff that releases water without me taking meth. And
I know you're on those water pills. Yeah.
Yeah. I could take my steroids and my water pills and not worry about meth.
You got a killer six pack and no teeth.
Absolutely. No, let me tell you something. My teeth cost a lot of money.
Not you. I'm talking about the meth users, bodybuilders.
Yeah, those meth users. Absolutely. Me? It costs you a lot of money for my teeth. Let's do it.
All busted up.
Well, all busted up is the whole Pro Bowl. I mean, I am not going to leave anybody out. It's all Pro Bowl. I mean, that's a bunch of sissies out there doing nothing and getting paid for it. They're great during the season, but They screwed the fans. And that's just the way it is. And, you don't like it, too bad. Because, you're getting paid for not even tackling. You're getting paid for not even being what you needed to be. You know, when we did professional wrestling shows, you had to go out and perform. You had to do what you had to do for those 20,000 or 40,000 people you're in front of. You had to do what you had to do, or you wouldn't get paid. And it was tough enough to get paid. And now you
just
guys go out
like
there.
Wrestling again.
You know something, Patricia? Now they go out there and they play like they're playing football,
right?
And they get paid. I have a problem with that. Believe me.
All right. Well, let's talk about the guys that are actually going to play football. We got the Super Bowl coming up.
And that are getting paid, which is a great Rams roster. You know, we've got the defensive tackle, Aaron Donald, linebacker Von Miller. Oh, my gosh. You know, and the best receiver, Cooper Kupp, Odell Beckham Jr., and my favorite quarterback. Sorry, Tom Brady, right now is Matthew Stafford. You know, these guys are going to kill it. And do you know what the percentage is right now for the win? 66% for the Rams.
No, what are those odds at? Because if we said it went to 160-1, Eddie and I were going to put some money on it.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, boy, 33. This is what they're talking at the NFL. That's what my buddy's saying. And 33 on the Bengals. Well, how about that Cincinnati Skyline Chili, Jeff?
I'm pretty happy about it because Joe Burrow is going to have it. Uzoma is vowing to play in the Super Bowl. So his star tight end looks like he, even with a sprained MCL, is going to play in the Super Bowl. And that's going to be a big lift for them. And they've got a great wide receiving core. They got a defense that has proven to us that they are not messing around, the Bengals. So I'm looking forward to this Super Bowl. I'm obviously rooting for the Bengals at this point. I went from kind of taking them because I like the quarterback and I like the story, but man, have I gotten to become a Bengals fan for a season. And I think I'll always be a Joe Burrow fan. I like the way the kid plays. I like the fact that, you know, he's a winner, and I like to see guys that have grit like that to go out there and win. So it's going to be an interesting game. It'll be fun.
Well, when you look at Joe Burrow and Matthew Stafford, okay? Well, Matthew Stafford has to prove himself after 13 years. And I believe
now it's his time.
That number one, he's proven himself that he can win the big game or he wouldn't be in the Super Bowl. And Joe Burrow, absolutely, without a doubt, his second year. He's a second-year guy, and he's in the Super Bowl. Okay? I'm not going to take anything away from him, and I will not take anything away from him. But here's my thoughts. I think that Matthew Stafford and the guns and the defense he has around him is going to overpower Joe Burrow. I know you shouldn't bet against this guy ever. I'm just telling you. If I say the wrong thing, it doesn't really matter because things may happen and things may not. But I'm not going to tell you who I'm going to pick until the end of the show.
Patricia's Power Player of the Week.
Hey, guys, I've got my power play for the week. How about this? And speaking of the Cincinnati Bengals, we have a diehard Bengals fan, 86 years old, James Lipscomb, who is bringing his date all the way from Cincinnati to the Rams here, to the game, to our SoFi Stadium in L.A. He's never missed a game, by the way. He's never missed a game. Unbelievable. He's so excited to be here for this game at 86 years old. And his date, I think, was equally the same age. I think it's adorable. And in a way, I almost want Bengals to win for him.
I love it when these stories happen because now that he's going to get hooked up when he gets out there. They're going to take care of that guy. It's going to be fun.
Hopefully he's not the one that paid $96,000 on the sideline.
Well, if he did, he had it. So that's a good thing. So we'll be back right after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
All over the world.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health.
With just two glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Mouthing off all around the world.
Mouthing off all over the world with Fast Eddie Mansfield and Patricia Summerlin. We're going to talk Super Bowl picks.
Well, big time, Jeff and Patricia, let me tell you something. This is going to be a showdown. Cincinnati Bengals, Skyline Chili versus Los Angeles and Hollywood Rams. Who's going to win?
It's going to be the Rams and the Cats. My vote, you know what that is, guys, because, you know, I'm L.A. girl, and I'm so happy to have them here, which will be the Rams for sure.
It's going to be tough for the Bengals to stop that Rams offense, and it's going to be tough for the Bengals offense to get past that Rams defense. But I've been surprised at how good their defense is, and it'll be interesting to see if they can cover Cooper Kupp and Odell Beckham Jr., and if the Cincinnati Bengals can keep Aaron Donald and Von Miller out of the backfield, then Joe Burrow will have a good day and the Bengals will roll to victory. And that's what I'm going with. I'm sticking with the Skyline Chili. Go Bengals.
Well, I just got to tell you, me living in Santa Monica for so many years and being a SoCal kind of guy, you know something? I just got to tell you, my money's on Matthew Stafford and the LA Rams because they're bringing it. It's either they can win it with a bought team or they're going to get their ass whipped with a very green team. That's what's going to happen.
I think we have a lot of Cincinnati Bengals fortune in our future, and this may be the coming out party for that team to have a very good long tenure as a contender in the NFL. Joe Burrow, I believe he's the real deal if he stays healthy.
Is. You remember North Turner?
I do.
He's one of the greatest offensive coordinators in history of football, and he won three Super Bowls with the Dallas Cowboys. He called Jimmy Johnson and told Jimmy, he said, let me tell you something. Joe Burrow is the best guy I have ever seen at quarterback. Well, all my Malinois fans from Patricia and Jeff, let's say goodnight. I'll see you next week.